Hi, I'm Rosie Hopegood, and this is an extract from my short story, As You Lie Dying. A morning, a school morning, your mother driving, a traffic jam. Beggars weave between cars, selling lighters or coat hangers, Coca-Cola bottles with rusted caps that leave a stench of rat piss on your hands, holding up their children to the windows, with cupped hands outstretched and streaming noses, or babies tied to chest with rags. You are hot, sticky, the seatbelt is digging into your throat. Outside, the world is awash with shimmering heat that rises up from the licorice-soft tarmac. A man with a limp moves towards the car. You watch. Your mother watches. Your mother pushes her handbag underneath her seat without taking her eyes from the man. He is wearing shorts, and one of his legs is thin, thin as if it has no flesh at all, a bone wrapped tightly in brown onion skin. In his arms he holds a little girl wearing a dress that is pink, ruffled, filthy. "Jesus Christ," your mother says as he reaches the car. He holds the girl up to the glass. She is sucking her finger exactly as your sister does. Your mother is scrabbling for change in the dashboard and then holding up her hands to say, "I've got nothing." The man shakes his head and holds the girl up against your window. She gazes in at you, finger in mouth and eyes that are big and brown. You look away until you sense the man move off to try another car. You see your mother's bright blue eyes in the rear view mirror, watching you. You look away. The traffic begins to move off slowly, the car is edging forwards when you hear your mother say, "Fuck, oh fuck." You don't know what is wrong. You crane your neck to see if the man has come back. Then you see it. Two lanes to the left, up ahead, beneath a grey car. Blood. Pooling blood and a glimpse of pink on the road and two very small bare feet, soles blackened with dirt. No one is getting out of their car. Horns are blaring, the traffic is still moving in your lane. The man with the strange leg is screaming. You know it, though you cannot hear it, above the horns and the traffic. His face is stretched out, long features, a tableau of tears. Your mother is crying, your sister is crying. You are thinking about feet, two very small, very dirty feet. You are thinking about seeing blood through the oily ripple of hot air.